USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump on his way to Dallas, Texas, to meet with leaders regarding race relations in the United States. Now, speaking on Capitol Hill, Republican Senator from South Carolina, Tim Scott, says he understands racism all too well and dealt with it firsthand.
Mr. President, that is at least the third phone call that I've received from a supervisor or the chief of police since I've been in the Senate. I have felt the anger, the frustration, the sadness, and the humiliation that comes with feeling like you're being targeted for nothing more than being just yourself.
The Dow continuing its free fall down 1,300 points at times on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves on offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the themagamall.com. Themagamall.com.
The latest numbers regarding Americans filing for jobless benefits is out. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes from Washington has the details.
More than 1.5 million more workers filed unemployment claims last week. The 1.54 million first-time claims, 355,000 fewer than the week before, and the 10th straight week of declining claims, but still reflecting a stunning exodus of Americans from the U.S. workforce.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says long lines at voting precincts in minority counties for the Georgia primary earlier this week were shameful.
It's absolutely essential to our democracy that we remove obstacles to participation, now even more so when it is a health issue.
The Democrat from California did not mention any specific precincts where this oppression was taking place. Republicans and Democrats have said that much of the problems down in Georgia dealt with people not being trained properly. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley regrets taking part in President Trump's recent photo op at a church that was burned by rioters and looters near the White House. In a pre-recorded video commencement address to National Defense University, General Milley says he shouldn't have been there.
My presence in that moment and in that environment created a perception of the military involved in domestic politics. As a commissioned, uniformed officer, it was a mistake that I've learned from, and I sincerely hope we all can learn from it.
A sad ending to the story of two missing children. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
Prosecutors and family members identified human remains found at an Idaho home where a man was arrested on Tuesday as two children who've been missing since September. The remains of Tylee Ryan, 17, and Joshua J.J. Vallow, 7, were identified after investigators with warrants searched the Rexburg, Idaho property of their stepfather, apocalyptic doomsday author Chad Daybell. Daybell was charged and is being held on $1 million bail with two counts of felony destruction and concealment of evidence. Daybell's wife, the children's mother, Lori Vallow, has been held on a $1 million bail since her arrest in March. She was charged with child abandonment and obstruction of justice.
Remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.